Blog Talk Radio. thank you so much for joining in on this holiday. Thank you for tuning in on Labor Day holiday Monday for Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are now in process to bring forth our prayer before the service, which will be done by our very own Dr. Serena Wright. So we just want to say again, for this being a holiday, that we thank you for taking out the time. I'm here with family enjoying the holiday. So if you hear background noise, please forgive me and just kind of look over it, because even though we're celebrating, we won't ever forget to take out the time to give praise, honor, and glory to our very own Lord Jesus Christ. Because even though it's the season of a holiday, the reason is still that we love the Lord with all our heart, and we will take every chance we can get to praise him and acknowledge him. So I would like to say at this time, Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay, well, we're going to get started with acknowledging Minister Sheila to open up with prayer, and then we're going to go right into allowing Dr. Wright. I'm trying to go outside where it's a little quieter. You may hear the crickets in the background, but I wanted to come outside and try to give us a chance to cut down on the noise. So Sheila, Minister Sheila, are you available and ready to pray for us and with us?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I want to say thank you all for listening in, to tune in with us, to praise and to teach and to gather the knowledge of the Lord over this holiday weekend. And I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you, God, for another day, for I know we are only here because of you. I want to thank you for each and every person on this earth that you have. I thank you for their presence and their love as of tonight, as of now. So I want you to thank you. I want us to thank you and thank you for you have let us see another holiday. I want you to thank and bless the families of the members that did not make this holiday, but to let them know that you have them in their mind, hearts, and soul, and to let them know that you are the way, you are the answer, you can help them no matter what we are going through. Lord, I give an honor to you too for blessing Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, for all the saints and ministries and servants of yours in this world. I want to thank you for my sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my aunties, my uncles, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my neighbors, my coworkers. So I just want to thank you for each brother and sister that you have on this earth, that you have blessed us with today, because we are all family, spiritual-wise and blood-wise. So I want you to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you and ask you to bless us all and to let us know that you are the way and the only way, and to help protect and cover us from all these demon, devil, hateful, honorary, wrong, guided, misguided people on this earth to learn, for them to learn and for you, him to guide themselves to you, the only way, the best way, and the way of a happy and peaceful life. To bless this government, to let them know that they are here for all the people, not some of the people, not just due to certain races, religions, whatever your color is, whatever your sex is, whatever your religion is, whatever nationality it is, whatever. We are all one people under the eyes and the heart and the guidance of God our Father and Christ Lord Jesus. and to bless the crying, to be down and to stop, and to glorify names and to cover us under these laws and regulations and the lawmakers, to let them know to serve all, not just one, and to bless us and keep us forever in the day and to honor the Lord. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Serena Wright. Thank you.
Thank you, woman of God. We do appreciate you so much, and it is so true that we need to operate in the authority that God has given us in this realm, meaning that we are those that after it has been decreed, then we do declare, we exercise our authority in the earth realm, and we allow what God has given us, the investment he's made of himself in us, to be prevalent, to advance the kingdom, to advance the king's agenda. And so we just thank God for you. We always thank God for intercession. There is never a time that prayer is not appropriate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, pray always. Hallelujah. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes things do what? It makes it happen. And so we just thank God for how he has been so faithful to us, how he has led us and guided us, how he had discovered us and decided before the foundation of the world that we would be a part of his kingdom. We just thank God for salvation. We thank God for redemption. We thank God that he has saw fit to make us a little lower than the angels and bestow upon us his image and give us his salvation. He then gave us a measure of faith, which comes with it his authority, the authority to use his name, the name that has conquered death and the grave. He has then allowed us to return to him in eternity to be blessed forever in his presence. Who would not serve a God like this? I promise you, if I was not saved, the first thing I would do is get saved. I would begin to love God and let his love make me whole and bring me into places of wisdom, insight, understanding, revelation, wisdom, prosperity, wholeness, healing, health and wellness, abundance, and then that more abundantly. If I was not saved, oh my goodness, I would get saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, I thank God for every opportunity. Let me tell you something. The WWW means the whole wide world gets the chance to hear about the only true and living God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all, the maker of everything that has ever been created. That's the God that I serve. We are here only to do his will, to serve the King, to live in his precepts, to tell of his goodness and his mercy toward us. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank God. We thank God. We know that some will listen live and some will listen in the archives 400 years from now. They'll still be pulling up the archives of broadcasts of people telling them that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We never take it lightly, the opportunity to share the goodness of the King and his Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser. We thank God for Sylvia Kaiser and for Sheila Kaiser, for Brandon, and for all those that have decided to be faithful to the ministry, to be faithful to the call, to take up their cross, and while they're taking it up, still follow him. My God, I thank God. Let me tell you, anytime you want anything unseemly, depression, oppression, discouragement, low self-esteem, anytime you want those things to just pick up their bags and walk away, stop praising and telling about the goodness of Jesus. Walk around outside and start telling anybody you walk past that God has just been good to me. I don't know why I didn't get shot, kill, damage, destroy, disease, discouraged, depressed. I don't know why I didn't kill that person. That I don't know why that bullet hit everybody and passed me. I don't know why, but God is so good. No matter what might be going on in your life, don't you know it does not have to be the way it is. God is just a good God. Hallelujah. He's just good. God is good. And even when you get to know, you find out he's better than that. God is the God that loves us and says, I will marry you even if you backslide. He's a covenant-keeping God, a commitment-making God, a promise-making God, the one that can make them happen. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love talking about him. I love sharing the good news of what he brought me from and where he promised me he'd take me to, because he's the God that if he had not planned on making it good, would somebody say he would have never promised? He's the God that cannot lie, the immutable, indestructible, all mysterious, my God. Oh, my. Nobody like him. Somebody say nowhere. I love talking about him. I love sharing him. I love singing about him. I love worshiping him. I love being in his presence. I love praising him. I love telling of his goodness. I love looking back over my life and seeing his hand at every stage, at every phase. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And we thank God for this privilege, this time, and this opportunity. We are so excited about the chance to serve the King. Hallelujah. Some people get excited. Oh, my God. When the Blackhawks, I hope that's the hockey team. Jesus, help us all. When the Blackhawks are about to win the cup, or when their favorite bowling team is about to go to the final games, or about when their favorite political candidate is about to do a debate, or maybe Barack Obama is coming to the city, the state, five states over, or maybe when their favorite rock star is going to have a concert on the 3 days after their birthday. But I'm just so excited about my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I kind of feel divided, because if I had 10,000 tongues, I could never run out of what of telling of all the wonderful things God has done for me. I'm just going to let that be that. Go ahead with me and get your sword. If you don't have a sword, please find out why are you in a fight. You're probably losing because you don't have a weapon. Get your sword. Get your word. Pull it up on Google. Find the Bible. Get your sword. Buy you a Bible. Call me. I'll buy you one. Please don't try to live this life without the word. Get your sword and turn with me to Jude. We're going to Jude. We're going to be, as soon as the Holy Ghost is done, we're going to be done. Turn with me to Jude. There's only one chapter, and we are going to walk through the scripture and share and be encouraged by what the Spirit of the Lord would have us to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to share with you from the book of Jude, and we are reading from the Amplified Bible in verse 1. We're in Jude. There is only one chapter, and we're in verse 1. The Amplified Bible reads, it says, "And Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, writes the letter to those who were called chosen, dearly loved by God the Father, and separated and set apart and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy and soul peace and love be multiplied to you." He said, "Behold, beloved, my whole concern was to write to you in regard to our common sense salvation, but I found it necessary and was impelled to write you and urgently appeal and exhort you to contend for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints, the faith which that sum of Christian belief which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. He says, I was going to write to you. Can I tell you what, how I read this? He said, I wanted to write to you this wonderful letter and say how we all love God and we all serve God and we have salvation in common. And so we can always talk about how wonderful God is because we have salvation in common. He said, but it was urgent within me. There is an appeal that I must put before what I wanted to say. You have got to contend for the faith. It said, which was once for all handed down to the saints, the faith which is that sum of Christian belief, which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. He goes on to talk about how that there are people now in the earth that are preaching a gospel. I can't read the whole chapter, but can you trust me that I read it? He said they are so perverted, they are taking the grace of God and saying, just be lawless and do what you... He said they are so sick, just guard yourself against what is present in the earth concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. My God, I thank you. He says, guard yourself against it because people are now going into the Bible and they're finding a way to pervert the gospel. Who would pervert? My God, he says, so I had to come and beg you to fight for the faith. He says over in verse 20, he said, but you, beloved, build yourselves, found your most holy faith and make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying, somebody say, in the Holy Ghost. He says over in verse 3, I had to write you. He said, I had to tell you that you have got to guard yourself against what's in the earth. My God, heavenly Jesus, we thank you. He says, listen, guard yourself, and what I want you to do is that when you pray, pray in the Holy Spirit. And so I was looking through the chapter, and I'm saying, if he said that the most important thing was to teach us to fight for the faith, when is he going to start teaching us? He said, I must interrupt this, regularly scheduled program to tell you this urgent message. Then he goes to talking about what people are doing. I said, well, where are the fight instructions? Somebody say, you better fight. But the fight instructions don't come into verse 20. He says, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Now, he did not say build yourself up if you feel broken down. He says, I'm telling you, you're in a fight. My God, the fight is for the faith. He says, you are in a fight. These people are perverting the gospel. They're making it do it if you want to do it, and do it how you want to do it, and do it when you want to do it, and do it if you want to do it, and do it the way you think it should be done. He said, I was going to talk about something altogether different, but what I need to come and tell you is that you're in a fight, and you better fight for the faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. If this is not resonating in your belly, turn your belly up, because you are in a fight, and you better fight for the faith. Don't you know that the serpent came up to Eve? And if you think he said to Eve, I'm about to snatch you out of paradise and throw you into a world of sin you're going to create by listening to me and disobeying God, you're mistaken. He came up to her talking smooth and asking questions. My God, she didn't know she was in a fight. But Jude came to tell the people, he said, I know you think everything is everything, but you are in a fight. And somebody say, you better fight for the faith. You better fight for what it takes to stand in God. If you're going to stand, you're going to fight. You better fight for the faith that God gave you, the faith that is holy, the faith that is pure, the faith that is incorruptible, the faith that is sustaining, the faith that will wait and hear God, the faith that will say, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I know what you did. Somebody say, you better fight. Oh, my God, if you think being a Christian is about spinning around three times and saying, baby, God did. No, what do they say now? Won't he do it? No, baby, you don't read your Bible. My Bible said he finished it. He ain't doing nothing else. You gonna do it. And if you don't fight, you gonna lose. Somebody say you better fight. You better fight for everything God gave you. You better fight for your marriage. You better fight for your mind. You better fight for your children. And my Bible say you gonna fight for the faith. You gonna fight to keep believing God. My God, I'm talking, and I don't hear nobody saying amen. You gonna fight to believe God. Don't you know that the season can become so wicked that doing the wrong thing makes a whole bunch of sense? You better fight for the faith. My God, I thank you. You better fight to believe God. Fight with tears in your eyes. Fight with everything you got, but you better stay and believe. He said, I wanted to say something real nice and smooth to you, but it's so urgent in my heart to tell you, you're going to have to fight for the faith. Do you know the worst thing in the world is to be in a fight and you don't know where you're going to get cold knocked out? You better fight. I know everything is wonderful. Your husband coming home every night, and before that you hadn't seen him in 6 months. Your kids tell you they love you, and all they had done before has cursed you out. And everything is everything. You get direct deposit every 2 weeks. Your cupboards are full. Your closet is maxed. Oh, my God, your eyebrows on fleek. Your wig is slayed, and you don't even know you in a fight. But I have come to tell you, because the Holy Ghost wants you to know, not only are you in a fight, you better fight for the faith. My God, I thank you. It's coming. Oh, everybody want to talk about 45 and what they're doing in D.C., but what they're doing in D.C. don't have nothing to do with the incorruptible, immutable, my God, everlasting, eternal word of God. When God tells you you better fight, you better start fighting. You better pick up the word of God and swing it like you never swung it before. For all things will work together for my good according to them. All things work together for my good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You better find you a scripture and fight. My God, because he came to these people and he says, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to fight for faith. Let me tell you, God has given everybody a measure of faith. He did not make us a faith people and then leave us unequipped to scramble around and try to conjure up faith and go and seek psychic and tarot card readers and be seduced and used like whores by those that are corrupted in the pulpit. But he already gave you a measure of faith. And then he is now telling you, the very thing I gave you, you better learn to fight for it. You better value it. You better understand who and what you are. You better recognize that Satan will do anything to corrupt that is I put in you, that is pure, that is disastrous to his kingdom. Don't you know a relentless faith person is a terror to the kingdom of darkness? You better fight for your faith. You better say, no, I don't know what you're talking about, but all I'm about to do right now is fight to keep believing God, to fight to keep declaring what he said. If he had not planned on doing it, he would have never told me. My God is the God that cannot lie. You go ahead over there with them. I'm going to stay right here and fight for the faith. Somebody say, I'm going to fight. Oh, I know you didn't even know you was in a fight. That's why he said it was urgent. I got to wake you up and shake you up. You better get off them jobs talking verbs, quoting Bible scriptures you never read. You misquoting the Bible and misusing the word. You're being lulled into sleep and seduced by devils. Standing up in church on Sundays with your hands raised. You don't even know you in a fight. Oh, but don't you know God will never leave us and never leave us vulnerable to Satan's devices. He'll gain advantage over you. Don't you know that if the devil's going to walk up behind you and knock you clean out, God will have a prophet come and tell you, baby, you in a fight, and you better fight for your faith. You better fight to believe God. You better push your plate back. You better get into some worship. You better get around some strong people that believe God, that can stand, and having done all to stand, they can continue to stand and declare the word of the Lord. Because whether you know it or not, you're in a fight, and you better fight for the faith. My God, I thank you. I don't know if there's ever been a time before this time that we are going to have to fight to believe God, but I promise you, you're in a fight, and you said you need to fight for your faith. You need to stand in front of that situation that said it's never going to change, and God has forgotten you, and God has forsaken you, and God doesn't hear your prayer request. And who are you to say what God? You better fight for your faith. You better get the word of God. You better get the immutable sword of the living God, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, word of God, and you better fight for your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better fight. I said, well, God, where are the fighting instructions? Lord, evidently, if I didn't know I was in a fight, I might need the kindergarten version. I may need the nursery rhyme, I see Johnny version. Where are the instructions on how to fight this fight? He said, turn to verse 20. He said, build yourself up. Build yourself up. Build yourself up on faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, I wish I had time to walk through the rest of Jude. Let me tell you something. If you think you're not broken, you don't believe you're in a fight. But if God say you're in a fight and give you fight instructions, you're in a fight, baby. Somebody say, build yourself up. You better wake up praying in the Holy Spirit. You better go to bed praying in the Holy Spirit. You may make your lunch period praying in the Holy Spirit. He said, build yourself up on the faith that I gave you. That's going to be part of your fight, to build it and strengthen it. He said, build yourself up. Strengthen yourself. Oh, my God. Strengthen your faith. Large upon it. Build yourself up on faith. Build yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to keep yourself in guard, yourself against what's going on in the earth realm. He said, start praying. Start praying in the Holy Spirit. Start opening your heart up to me, to those things that are mysteries to those that don't know me. Open your heart and your mind to that is pure and authenticated by my word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. He said, build yourself up on the faith that I gave you. That is your fight position. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Build yourself up on what I gave you, how I established you in me through faith. Build yourself. Pray in the Holy Spirit. And he says in verse 21, because it is what will guard and keep you. That guard yourself and keep yourself in the love of God. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying. First of all, there must be a building. We've got to understand part of our fight posture is to recognize that through the trials of life, brokenness has entered. Through the things that have happened to us, things that we've heard, things that we've experienced, that we have been broken. Somebody say, build it. The first part of your fight posture is to build. Somebody say, build. Build yourself up on your most holy fight. Faith, build yourself. You've got to recognize this fight is one that you must fight. There are men who God has come. He has sent the angel of the Lord to fight on my behalf. I'm telling you, me, I've been so broken and crushed in my life that I could not fight. And I promise you, the angels of war came and fought for me. They stood guard over my heart and my mind until I could access the grace to hear and regain my position. But I promise you, in this fight, he says you've got to fight for yourself. He says you've got to build, and you've got to build yourself. It's your responsibility now. You've got on your big boy underwear. You've got on your big girl underwear. You've got to build yourself. You've got to build yourself. But I'm going to give you the cheat sheet, and the answer is prayer. You've got to build.
you've got to build yourself, and you'll build yourself great. You'll build yourself praised. Somebody say in the Holy Ghost, don't pray 7 steps to a breakthrough. Don't pray 10 steps to a victory. Don't pray forward. Scripture, you pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say pray. Say, I'm telling you, these are the fight instructions. Recognize that you have been broken, that you have been battered in the fight of life, that in the place of persecution, in the place of life, that you have been broken. Somebody say, build. You've got to acknowledge that the build on this round is your responsibility. You've got to build. But I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. Oh, my God, you've got to do it through prayer. You've got to pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray and build yourself. This is the way that you will guard and you will keep. My God, we thank you. Somebody say guard and keep. This is the way that you will guard and keep, that we will fight the fight in our faith by building ourselves in the Holy Ghost. Pray. We'll build ourselves praying in the Holy Ghost that we would guard and keep those things, that we will guard and keep those things that God has already given us. We just, listen, let me tell you something. The enemy will try anything to block that God is releasing. I guarantee you that this is a season of fighting for faith like never before. This is a season where we have got to fight, somebody say, for the faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, I just got a message. I just got word that I was muffled. And I'm telling you all, listen, build yourself. Lord have mercy. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That is the only way you will guard yourself and keep yourself in this season. If you heed the word of the Lord and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Because there is a fight approaching where there will be a fight for the faith. I don't know if we have ever entered a time before in God where we have had to, where we are going to have to fight to believe. Lord, have mercy, we thank you. But God had never leave us ignorant of Satan's devices. He always comes and prepares his people. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. Fight for the faith. Build yourself. Prepare to stand. And having done all, stand in your place. Build yourself, praying in the Holy Spirit, that you might guard and keep that God has promised you. We thank God for you tonight. For all that have tuned in, for all that have called in, and all that will listen on the archives, we thank God for you. We thank God for the surrender. We thank God that his word will go forth and bring forth the harvest of right living, peace, and joy. That is the kingdom. We thank God tonight, hallelujah, for the opportunity to share the victories that are prepared for those that love him, those that understand that when it is time, hallelujah, to render our faith, we will be those that have kept it and guarded it by building ourselves and praying in the Holy Ghost. We thank God for you. We give your name, Holy God, we give your name all praise and all glory. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge and appreciate you for coming and sharing with us that is needed in this hour. We thank you now. We give you all praise and all glory, not only now, but forever. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank God. Amen. Woman of God, is back to you.
Amen, amen. God, we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you for the heads up with letting us know that we need to start learning how to fight for the faith. I'm going to agree with the woman of God. We can't wait till the fight begins, but we have to know that we've been called, like when school, they say, I'll see you at 2:30. We know that the fight has started already. Let's get ready to be prepared for when the actual fight comes. We will already be prayed up, studied up, and prepared to step up with the faith. I thank you, woman of God, for the word on tonight. I thank you for reminding us that forgot and telling us that didn't know and letting us know for the ones that just starting to walk with Christ to know that we're in a fight and we must fight for our faith. And I'm going to ask anybody and everybody that has anything to say to open up their lines to begin to encourage the woman of God. I'm out at a family member's house, so I have things going on in the background. If you all hear any noise, please forgive me. But I did not want to let anything, whether it was a family gathering or anything, get in the way of me taking out this time to keep my faith going, to let God know I made you a promise and I'm going to be faithful to the obligation that I committed myself to with keeping this ministry going. So if you have anything to say to the woman of God, please say so at this time.
Good evening. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Did you want me? You can go first. I'll wait.
This is Cecilia. Does someone want to say something before I do? I believe someone else might have been trying to speak as well as Minister Sheila.
You can go ahead, possibly. I'll wait.
Well, I just want to say that was so grandma, that the word was so on time. I mean, having on the whole armor of God, contending for the faith, knowing that you got to pray in the Holy Ghost, and knowing that the strategic arsenals that God has given us allows us to be equipped to contend for the faith when we're contending against the people with a King Saul type strategy. There's people going to come against you with that seductive spirit of Delilah. I mean, it was just while Dr. Wright was speaking, I could just hear and see people contending for the faith, not realizing that sometimes you've got to change your arsenal. It's not going to be that you're changing the word, but you're going to need to know when to have that gear on, when it's time to fight against those King Saul battles, when it's a Delilah-type battle, when it's Jezebel-type battles. I mean, Dr. Wright, oh, my goodness. I thank God for you. I thank God for the word that he released through you, because there's not one heavyweight boxer that fought the same way or did the same strategy or the same practice for the each person he contended with. I mean, whether it was Spinks or whether it was Muhammad Ali or whether it was George Foreman, whoever they were fighting against, they knew how to contend with that for who they were contending with. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Wright.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for those words of encouragement to Dr. Serena Wright. Is there anyone else? If so, go ahead. The lines are open.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Serena Wright. The words were so true, so much needed, and so well put together. You know where it was going and how to hit it, and yet you have hit more spots than I can say. But I want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister.
So can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, it's so funny because I missed everything Dr. Serena Wright said. I had just spoken to her before the show started, and I have no clue what she said. But look, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I met Dr. Serena Wright under some, you know, funny circumstances, but this woman is a woman of God. I don't know anything about her, but I know she's a woman of God. She said a few things to me, and my life changed. Like, literally, she woke me up. She said a few things to me, and when I think about it, she just said the word of God. My life changed. And, like, now, let me just tell you who I am at this point in time. Well, first of all, I'm a medical doctor. I am married. I have four kids. I'm married to one woman. I've had all kinds of challenges in my life, including marital challenges. But I've woken up to the truth. Again, serene somehow is part of this whole deal. But somehow I woke up to the truth. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Everything, every single thing I do in my life, God decides for me. I don't do anything based on what I think. And ever since I started doing that, look, my life is exactly what the scripture says. Now, what's amazing to me is that before I got into the Word of God, every single thing I've known, I've learned about the Word of God is what I was before I turned into the devil. I was called, made that the devil. I was the devil. It's not a joke. I really was the devil. I don't think this current devil is even as bad as I am. That even right now, if I have to think of stuff, this current devil doesn't know jack, you know? So I'm telling you, I was the devil. Now, look at what I'm saying. I woke up to the truth, and I find that every single thing in the Word of God is who I've always been as a person. But the world, this world lied to me, and I had to learn to be the devil. So much that I became the devil, better than the devil. I'm even telling you now, after the fact, I'm in the Word of God, I'm led by the Spirit of God. Every single thing I do is whatever God tells me. It doesn't matter what God tells me, I do it. I don't care. I don't even think about it. I don't question God, you know? And I know what God tells me to do because it's exactly the same thing in the Word of God. And the funny thing about every single thing God tells me to do is I will know beforehand before He tells me. I will know before He tells me I know every single thing. Then He'll come and tell me. Then it will turn out to be exactly what's in the Word of God. I will see all these things, and it must always turn out to be exactly what He said. This is how my life has always been. But I chose to live a different life, and I did all the nonsense I did. And I'm telling everybody in the world, I don't care who you are, what you think. I'm telling you that whatever game you play, whatever thing you do, the Word still stands and ends with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Whatever Jesus Christ has said, He delivered, just as He said it. The issue is not whether you like it or not. The issue is, do you actually want it? If you want it, if you have the faith to want it, come and desire it, and come and put it off, because He will deliver it as He put it off. That's the amazing thing. So what baffles me is that we do not, and I'm still saying this as even someone who's led by the Spirit of God. There are certain things God has asked me to say, or the Spirit of God has asked me to say that I don't even say or don't do, because it appears I want to believe something I know I don't want to believe. In effect, I'm saying I want to believe the devil and not want to believe God. And this is what all of us do. So I'm saying God basically tells me specific things, and I choose not to believe it because it doesn't make sense based on what the world tells me. And I know what the world tells me. Yes, I will still choose not to believe God, and I want to believe the world. Now, who's controlling me now? I know, based on the Word of God, this is what the Word of God teaches me. This is what the God says. I know it's not a joke. I know it's real. This is how I live my life. Every single thing I do is based on this. Now, God tells me this. I know it's God telling me. I know when God talks to me. I know when God talks to me, it's not a joke. How come I choose not to believe it? And nothing He says is bad. But everything this stupid devil tells me is horrible. Yet, I want to believe the devil. And I'm saying, this is me who is in the Word. After I've lived the life of the devil, and I know that the life of the devil is just delusion, that everything God says is 100% as He said it. The issue is, none of us want to believe it because it looks like it's too good to be true. And yes, 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 it is too good to be true. It is exactly as it is. If you can just believe it, it will just turn out that way. That's the problem. None of us want to believe it. And I'm saying I'm one of those people. And I live this life, and I'm still led by the Spirit of God, meaning I do everything by God, yet there's still some things I still do based on what the world teaches me, and I know every single thing this world tells me is a lie. So who, tell me who it is now controlling me, and I'm enlightened, I'm led by the Spirit of God. Who's controlling me now? I want what God says I'm not willing. Who's controlling me? So, I don't know what Cyrene talked about, but I'm telling you, I spoke to her just a few minutes before she talked. I know I'm led by the Spirit of God. I was asked to tell her, look, whatever you're saying, just go in and kamikaze the thing, because whatever you're saying, God is telling you to just go in and say. I don't know what she said. Somebody else called me. Somebody else got me distracted. Again, I'm talking about God. Somebody else got me distracted. At the end of the day, I didn't know what she said, but all I'm saying is, Cyrene, whatever she's saying, she's led by the Spirit of God. And I'm telling
Amen.
You, she has
we
affected
thank
my
you.
Life.
We
I'm
thank you.
That
we thank
you. She's affected. The best that ever happened to me and the whole world. Almighty God, Jesus Christ, is not a joke. He delivered everything. You just wake up. Don't ask any question. Just do. Say whatever you want to say. Believe it. It is done to you. It's done for you. Period. That's the bottom line. We are gods. That's
Amen.
It.
We thank you, yeah. sir. We thank you because Dr. Serena Wright was talking about the warfare. She was talking about contending for the faith. She was talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. Dr. Serena Wright preached on tonight, and she taught on tonight. And I would ask you, sir, to go back and listen to the archives and hear the word of God and to hear what God has said through her, because it is truly, like you said, when she speaks, you know that you know that you know you're going to hear from God. So in the name of Jesus, we glorify God, we magnify God, we lift up Jesus, we thank God for the word that Dr. Serena Wright has shared with us on tonight. We thank God for she talked about contending for the faith. We thank God for she talked about praying in the Holy Ghost. And we ask that everyone not only would pray in the Holy Ghost, but that each and every listener listening on tonight and in the archives, go back, listen to the archives, and allow God to do what only God can do. He'll set you free. He'll heal you. He'll make you whole. He'll do everything that God has said he can do and will do. It's already been done from Genesis, and here comes Revelations. So, Dr. Serena Wright, keep on obeying God. Keep on doing what God has told you, and allow God to show himself strong and allow his glory to just evolve from you, so that people, even like the doctor on the line, that not only will he hear it, but he will walk it out, and God will do just what he said. Minister Sylvia, I'm going to move out the way so that you and Dr. Wright can continue on with the program.
Thank you so much, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone else that would like to share some words of encouragement with Dr. Serena Wright at this time? Okay, well, we're going to thank everyone that listened in on tonight, that had any comments, remarks, and anything that they got from the program. We want to say we owe it all to God. Some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. And we just want to say to Dr. Wright, again, thank you for being a witness. Thank you for being obedient. And thank you for being a woman of God that you have been called to be, to share with us, to teach us, educate us, and provide us with much needed knowledge. We want to be a teachable people. And we thank God that you have the will, the want and desire to teach us. And at this time, I'm going to ask you, Dr. Wright, do you have any cheat plugs? And if so, present them to us, please. And if not, please pray us out on tonight as we end this service.
Oh, thank you so much, woman of God. We don't have any announcements right now, but we just thank God for this opportunity and for your faithfulness to the ministry and the advancement of the kingdom. I thank God for Apostle-elect and what she has poured out in her spirit by way of blog talk. That the kingdom would have an opportunity and a platform to be heard, because it is so obvious that we must increase our voices in the earth. Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, God, that like never before, we will leave this time of sharing, praying in the Holy Ghost, acknowledging that in whatever our broken places are that we need to build, and we must take responsibility and accountability for the fight position. For every fight that we fight in you, we've already won. We go in that faith that you have given to us, that measure, using it to declare that we will not only conquer, but more than conquer, and we shall be those that will contend successfully for the faith. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give your name the honor it's due in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank you again for joining us on tonight on this holiday. Between your barbecue and spaghetti and potato salad, we want to thank you that you took in this serving of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you with the love of God, and there's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget to join in with us on Friday, Facebook Live, as well as Blog Talk. Excuse me. We are presented at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Friday with Let's Talk. I will be your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. And don't forget, every Sunday, we're on Blog Talk with Let's Talk Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, let me go back. That's with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And don't forget, on Monday nights, to come back here next Monday, we will be here with our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas. That's our second Monday of the month of September. We love you all. We love you all. We love you. And don't forget tonight's lesson. Prepare yourself to fight for the faith. With that being said, we're going to say good night. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you. Good night, everyone.